Newman says his office would keep state spending a full percentage point lower than the rate of inflation. He says that covers all funds, whether they come from state tax dollars or federal money. Newman says any surplus would go toward tax relief.
It's an absolute as far as I'm concerned. So we look at how much money the state spent in the year before I take office, and you can be assured that the year after that, and you should hold me accountable for this, that spending will go up by not more than 1% less than the rate of inflation in the following year, and hopefully less.
Newman's plan could require deep cuts to state government if he were in charge of the next budget. Right out of the gate, the state will be facing a structural deficit of around $2 billion. Newman has been a home builder and developer since leaving Congress and running an unsuccessful campaign for the U.S. Senate in 1998. So far, he's facing Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker in the Republican primary for governor. Newman says his experience in the private sector makes him uniquely qualified among the candidates when it comes to economic issues.
That experience is something the other candidates are not bringing to office, whether that's Scott or whether it's Tom Barrett or Ron Kind or Barbara Lawton or whoever else their candidate might be at this point.
Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton is the only announced candidate among Democrats. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and La Crosse Congressman Ron Kind are still considering runs for governor. Former Republican U.S. Senate candidate and construction executive Tim Michaels is also considering jumping into the race. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.